I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio on this Monday, August the 13th in 2012. And I'm saying hello from a beautiful summer evening out on my terrace here. Summer has finally arrived, and I'm the happiest girl in the world that we have some warm, sunny days here. Hi, Jen. How are you?
Hi, Barbara. I'm fine, and I'm saying hello out of beautiful, sunny, warm, actually hot, Gloucester, Mass. It's a beautiful day. We took a ride around the bay and saw all the beautiful houses on the waterfront and looked at the shops and remembered where you and I ate lunch last year when we were here.
Yeah.
It was pretty neat. Yeah.
Okay, so are the colors still the same as in June last year? The colors were so beautifully clear out there.
Yes, they're just gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. Brilliant, bright colors. Yeah.
So a very inspiring area, isn't it?
It is. It most certainly is. So how's Hamburg treating you? Is it inspiring also?
It is somehow. It's funny because we've just heard, like, we have this neighbor, next door neighbor, she's from England. Then we have another family who's from England right down the street, which we haven't met so far, and we're only here 6 weeks. And just yesterday we heard that a New Zealand family that has come from New Zealand has moved in here two doors down on the other side of the road. So we decided on the spur of the moment to go over and say hello. And they moved into their house a week ago. The lady is from New Zealand, and her man is German. He was at work, and she was sitting there doing homework with the kids. So I can say we've got a really big English-speaking community here, which is great to have that where I am. Because who would have guessed that? Like, I wouldn't. Yes, Hamburg is treating me really nicely.
Good. So you're attracting all of this English-speaking to you because you've been doing so much of that last year or so.
Well, yeah, that talking about manifesting and stuff, like, yeah, somehow.
Yeah,
it's really cool because, and all of them, we seem to be like-minded, so we can sit down together, have a cup of tea, and really have a nice chat, you know, for a few hours or so, and connect, which is really great. I really appreciate that. And that's totally different than where we were before, because there weren't any English speakers there apart from my husband and me. And so we felt a bit lonely with that, but it's great. And then being outside now because it's finally stopped raining here is an additional bonus, which is I'm really grateful for that.
So now you said that these new families that you've met are people who think somewhat along the same lines. So does that mean that they are more open to spiritual work than where you were before? I know you had some challenges with that.
Yeah, definitely, and that is something else that I'm really happy about. When somebody asks me what I do, I normally have, I ask them back, how much time do you have? And then after I tell them, I still realize that I only told them half of what it is that I do, because then we have a conversation with six people at the table and then the conversation shifts and everything else. So, they are open to this, and that is maybe a shift as well. And maybe that is a new beginning, also, which is not just happening in the street that I live now, but, I guess it's happening in a lot of places. Just today I got a newsletter from a Reiki address list here in Germany. And the author was saying that the demand for Reiki had not ceased but slowed down for a while, and now it's rising again because, I don't know, the way she explained it, the way I understood it was it's like coming in waves, and there was a big wave of people wanting to learn Reiki and wanting to experience Reiki, and then it slowed down, and now the next wave seems to be coming. So whatever is happening, it's quite intense, and it's all good. So I feel really good where I am at the moment, and that is a feeling that I need to get used to. Because there's always
That's great.
looking for the next thing and achieving stuff and like putting ourselves under pressure. I can say for myself that I did do that for a long time, and the just be that when I experience this, it is so beautiful. It slips me sometimes, so that is the awareness training that I can do with myself now once again to just be and let it flow, and it works beautifully. So yeah, I mean, and being around such an inspiring area where you are at the moment, I'd say it's, I think you're surrounded by some beautiful artwork where you are at present, right?
Oh, you know it. Yeah, I've never been. It's like being in the midst of an art gallery sitting here in Baraka's living room, where I can look at all her goddess art and her. What's the name of the art, Baraka, that you do? Monotypes. Okay, she does monotypes, which don't ask me how to explain that because I couldn't, but it's absolutely beautiful artwork and really a lovely feeling to the artwork. And she has been working on a cover for my upcoming book about feminine spiritual trailblazers. So we're going to look at that later and see what happens with that. It's pretty exciting.
Cool. Yeah, and for the
So,
listeners, Baraka has been on the show before. So if you want to check out the archives, it's Baraka Robin Berger, and it's the art stuff. And when you scroll down in our Facebook group, Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, Baraka posted some of her artworks there, and you can also find her on Facebook. So check out that archive. It's really interesting to go behind and to listen to Baraka explaining her art, and then putting visuals to it also.
So you said that you were going to be able to start doing some live groups there in your area now. You got, and you said something about having a space to be able to do it in. Have you started doing that, or is that still in the planning stage?
Yeah, it's I've already had a look at the place, and that's unfolding as we speak. So like I was checking out the rooms to see does it work, and checking out with it's a friend of mine who is a homeopath who has practice rooms here in Hamburg, because the place that I moved to now, I don't have my own practice room anymore. And I did have a beautiful practice room in the old place that we lived in for 18 months, but it didn't get used so much. So now one thing that's definitely happening is creating more physical classes, more physical gatherings, locally here where I am, because I have been to Hamburg. I've grown up in Hamburg, and I have a network here, so I can hop in the car and be there in 20 minutes, or invite somebody over to have a coffee and do some strategy call, so we can set up things. And we've been doing that last night. We've had a beautiful fire ceremony in my garden here, which was the first. It's coming together. So what I can actually do is I can actually offer physical soul healing circles. And I've been manifesting that for so long that I wanted to do that, but I always looked at the other side where the grass was greener. And now I've come to realize the grass is the same green on my side of the fence, when I really look at it, and when I put some water on it. So,
Your side of the
sorry?
ocean. Your side of
Yeah.
the ocean.
That as well, yeah, my side of the ocean. And so yeah, that's one thing that's gonna happen. And then that message from that Reiki colleague today, yes, offering again Reiki classes, or Reiki refresher classes, and or just a Reiki meeting, a Reiki gathering where people can exchange Reiki, because that never happened in the last 18 months. We did one, and then it stopped for some reason. And I really enjoy that also, being with people, talking Reiki, so to speak, and then just, yeah, experiencing it together when one lies on the bench and the others put their hands on the body and the energy starts flowing. It's totally beautiful. I can really recommend that to anybody, no matter if there is a Reiki degree or not. Just the being together and exchanging energy in that form is totally beautiful. So yeah, that's gonna happen. And the other location is right around my corner, so I can actually walk there and yeah, create more soul healing circles.
Oh, that's excellent. Very good. So, it turns out that once again, we each picked two cards for today. Would you like to go ahead and start out with your cards?
Yeah, sure. The first card that I drew was from the Little Women card deck that a friend of mine gifted me with. And this little woman today, she has red, long red hair. She has her eyes closed. She's standing on a little rock, and she has her hands and arms outstretched. And on there's daisies falling from the sky. There's big, large daisies, and there's tiny little small daisies. And the floor is covered in daisies. And she's receiving. It looks like she's receiving. And this one daisy is landing on her left hand. She's wearing a dress that is stripy, and it has orange, white, red, yellow, and green in it. And she looks pretty relaxed and at ease where she is and enjoying the moment. And the message on that card is, make your life blossom. And, yeah, I mean, it's harvest time now. All the farmers are out there using every day of good weather here in Europe. I'd like to say Europe, because we kind of have similar weather all around the different countries here. And if it's sunny in one country, it might be rainy, but then the wind pushes the sunshine over or pushes the clouds away in the next country. So yeah, make your life blossom. And walking around the area, seeing all the flowers that are coming into bloom now, the sunflowers, and everything, cornflowers that's coming alive now, is totally beautiful. I've got daisies in my garden here, and they're just in full bloom. So make your life blossom and walk through your garden and enjoy what you see there. Is the one card. And the other card is from the deck of the Ascended Masters, which is by a German author, also Jean Ruland. And the master that kind of jumped out at me is Pythagoras. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. He's the guy with maths. Maybe we remember from school. I certainly do, because I never understood. He's got to do with numbers. And the message from him, interesting enough, is be joyful in your heart. The new opens up for you. The card is about symbolism, and it asks us to look behind the logical meaning and to look with our whole being to get the understanding. And I find that fascinating, because the topic of numerology comes to my mind, and I've always looked at it trying to figure it out logically. So looking at certain numbers and the meaning, maybe researching it a little bit, and then letting it sink into our whole system. And the additional message is to open up to the world of numbers and its mystical connection with fate and life. All things find explanation through numbers, forms, and symbols. And that's my cards for today.
That's great. So I want to, before I do my cards, I want to do a quick recap for our listeners to remind them that today is your last day on Purpose Talk Radio. And which is the reason that we labeled this, or titled this program, as Endings, New Beginnings, and Rebirth. Because we're all going through that all the time, and we've seen in the Soul Healing Circle, in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group, in other groups that each of us belong to, we see it, have been seeing it on a regular basis, that everybody is going through this process themselves. And this, so we're just adding to the process. And the cards that I have fit right into that just so perfectly. One of them is a card that I've had before on the program. It's called The Evening Star. And it shows a young man standing in a forest in a dark area. The trees look like they would be in winter. They're naked. There's no leaves on them at all. And he's looking outward. And on the other side of where the trees are is a young woman who has long flowing hair, and there are blue flowers around her feet. And there's sunshine or moonshine behind her. And she is apparently the evening star. And the message of this card remains the same every time I get it or every time I've drawn it, which is to walk out, to leave behind. You have your endings, and leave behind cleanly and walk out into a new beginning, into a rebirth of whatever is going to happen. But to do so freely and to do so without fear. And the second card that I have is called The Immortal Soul. And it shows a young woman standing inside a large bubble, and there's a small bubble right over the crown of her head. So there's double bubbles. You got a big bubble around her and a little bubble that connects at the crown of her head. And she's standing with her robe raised to either side of her. So we've got endings, and we've got walking out into new beginnings, and we have the immortal soul, which, of course, never dies, but does go through rebirths and through new beginnings all the time. So I think these two cards are quite relevant to the program today and to the process that we're going through, and I'm sure to the process that a lot of other people are going through as well. And I hope that they help somebody who's out there.
I love the double bubble.
Yes, the double bubble. Yeah. Sounds like the name of bubble gum, actually.
Oh, yeah.
So what else is going on with you?
Well, what happened, what I posted about that today on Facebook, is that my daughter has actually left for her first school trip ever, which is quite exciting for all of us. And it's quite a new experience. So it's a new beginning for, especially for my daughter and for us as a family, that she's going to be away for a while. And it was all bright and brave this morning. And she was a bit worried about what happens if she gets homesick and everything else. And she checked back with her teacher. Can she then phone us and things? And we assured her she can and we'll come and pick her up. And her teacher also did. But her teacher said one really cute thing to her. She said, sure, we will phone your parents if it gets really bad with your feeling homesick. But then we want to be brave also. And that is so, I was so happy. My daughter only is in the school since 1 week ago. She had 1 week to meet everybody. She had 1 week to make this decision about going onto the school trip. And we would have followed her if she said she doesn't want to go, or if we thought she's too wobbly yet, maybe we would have said no. But she really wanted to go, and she really wants to try it out. So she's a big teacher for me once again. And because it's a new beginning altogether, with having changed locations, so she's finding new friends here, she's finding new schoolmates here, she had to meet a new teacher, and now she's going on this school trip with 19 other children, plus one teacher and one grandfather who's joined from one of the kids from school. And I ask you all to hold space for my daughter right now, because I guess they had a really exciting day. Normally she would already be in bed if she were home, but because they're in this youth hostel with seven giggly girls sharing a room, I'm sure they're still giggling and hyping each other. So I ask you all to hold some space for my daughter, that she can get through the night, that she can conquer this experience, this little wall maybe, and then that she'll be a really, really happy girl tomorrow because she did it and because she was brave. Thank you for that. So that's something that's happening at the moment here. Also, my son turned four last Friday, so there's another new phase, another new beginning, and everything else is shaping. We're still. It feels like we're in this whirl of color, of energy, of season, of life, and there's so much happening. So it's even more important for me to just sit down and go, okay, I'll grab this moment and just be in this moment, to stay grounded and to stay balanced. And yeah, I mean, I got a text message from a friend, I don't know, 2 days ago, and she said, how are you? We haven't spoken in a while. And I didn't answer her straight away. So a day later, I'm getting another text message. Is everything okay? Why aren't you talking to me? And I said, sorry, so busy. And this is very untypical for me, that I don't answer a text message straight away. So everything seems to still be magnifying, doubling up. We had the space open for having people here for coffee yesterday, and all of a sudden the number of people doubled. So we had two families here. We had, I think, about 6 or 8 kids in the garden, which hasn't happened over the last 6 weeks, hasn't really happened until it was my daughter's birthday, unless it was my daughter's birthday before. So it is in a way overwhelming, and in a way it's going with the flow, and just following with my eyes closed and following my intuition, which I really appreciate. So I feel supported by life at the moment. So yeah, that's what's happening here. And you're traveling and traveling. So how did your class go, Jen?
The class went really well. Thank you for asking. It was an opportunity to get the information that I needed in order to provide, become an approved provider for continuing education hours for those who are licensed through the National Massage Association. So I'll be working on getting that going forward this week. It was, we went into Boston to the Battle of the Burgers, where Deb's son was one of the chefs, and we hung around there, and then all of a sudden Deb brought over two people who volunteered, young people who volunteered to have, be read. So we did a body reading while we were there, which was fun. And they were kind of blown away. They're, you know, pretty young, and they couldn't believe that we could see all of that information in their face. Oh, my gosh. And in their feet, and just the way they were standing, it was just totally blew them away. And then another day, a doctor of osteopathy came over and gave us the opportunity to read her body, which was really, really fun to do, and gave good practice for Deb to be able to do that. And then I have the recording that I have to give her, and she was pretty amazed at all the information that we could give her as well. So it went really well, and I'm looking forward to the next one, which is going to be in Portland, Oregon, in October. And hopefully we're going to get a lot more people to that one now that we've got all of the kinks figured out.
Cool. Since you've started traveling, what I just said about life supporting me, it feels like life is throwing people at you now in a very good way, because you were saying last week on the show that you went out into the mall or something with Deb, and then you just talked to this guy and did a quick mini reading, so to speak, and you got him wondering, and you surprised him in a good way. So you're out there, and the people are starting to flock towards you. That's brilliant.
Yes, right. And I will be moving from Elmira, Oregon, where I'm living right now, to Gresham, Oregon, which is up close to Portland. I'll be living close to Portland, Oregon, which, like you, takes me from a small town to a larger city, and having access to more people, more places to be able to practice what I do, et cetera. So that's pretty exciting. So when I get back to Oregon, it's going to be a matter of packing and moving, which ought to be real interesting.
Cool. And, so the manifesting.
I'd like to invite our listeners to talk about, on the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page, to tell us about endings that you're going through right now and what you see in front of you for a new beginning and or rebirth of what you're doing, whether it's something in your personal life, in your business life, something you're manifesting, whatever it is, to share that in that conversations group. And we'll be on there later. I'm not going to be able to be on very long because I'm going to have to leave, so hopefully you can be there for a little while, Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Cindy will be there and keep the conversations going. And we're probably going to continue this topic again next week.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's beautiful to see what we have manifested when we look back over the last 8 months, Jen. Like, it's exactly 8 months now, because the first show we did was on December the 12th in 2011, and today's the 13th of the 8th. And what we've covered, the people that we've talked to, the people that called in, the topics that came up, the first one ever that we did, the first show was New Beginnings. And I think it is, we're following the flow, or we are in the flow, we're swimming with the flow more so, and the waves that we were surfing, really, and we still are, going into this flow now, into this totally different flow, because I remember back when we started about the talks about what we are manifesting, what we're looking at in projects, what we're creating, and now the outcome of so many things is happening. And on the one hand, 8 months can be a really long time. On the other hand, 8 months are just 2 days sometimes. And it's the same with every show. It's 55 minutes, and then it's over, and it felt like 5 minutes because we were just soaring through the shows. And that's, for me, it's the linear time is really has changed. I've stopped wearing a watch long time ago, and when I sit here and we do the show, I'm sitting in front of my laptop, but I don't look at the screen. So sometimes I really have to remind my brain, then kicks in and says, look at the clock, look at the clock, so yeah, that we don't go over time. So the whole concept has shifted for me, and I'm totally grateful for what we have created and what is continuing with the shows that we've already done and with what we are talking about now in this moment and what is going to follow with the new Purpose Talk Radio with Jen and however that's going to surface then, or maybe it's already on the surface, and whatever else is going to happen in both of our lives. And it's funny that you're moving now also, like it's kind of parallel as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Because you've been working on that.
Yeah, I have. So it's all, just like you've been talking about, manifesting what needs to happen and what is happening. So where do we go from here? What would you like to, you said something about talking about what we've done over the past 8 months, which you just basically covered, but is there anything particular you'd like to talk about?
I can kind of feel, because I don't look at it with my rational mind, but I can feel that we walked together very strongly up to this point and in a very parallel way, because we were like two cars on a freeway and we were on nose to nose next to each other, not driving a race, but you know, at ease. We were driving down that freeway at the same pace and with the same destination, in a way, because destination Purpose Talk Radio, really. And to me, it's like what we created along the way, what we've seen along the way, all the sites that we've seen, all the people that we've met, all the connections that have emerged out of this is amazing. And this is a time that I'll never forget, because it's true, it's authentic, and it's so important for my own growth, I can say. I'm so grateful for the time that you and I spent together, Jen. Totally grateful. And I've got this huge smile on my face, because it's so much fun to play in this way and to inspire each other and to inspire the listeners.
All right.
So that's something that's something that we definitely created together. That is something that you and I had walked towards and that we had talked about and created and manifested for a while also, for another 6 months maybe, or a little more, or another 8 months. And then it came to fruition, and then it was the new beginnings, and it was our Christmas present to ourselves and to each other and to the listeners, really. And it was a New Year's gift, and we just hit it off, and we just, when we went flying with the shows and with the guests that then came to us, with the support that started growing, now looking at Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, the Facebook group, the way that the conversations are flowing more and more every time, and people connecting with each other in the circle, it's just blows me away, because it's cool to see it. And that is something that I really appreciate, that we made that happen together, that we can see what we've created.
That is really an amazing group of people in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group. And I am so glad to be a participant in that, and also to be able to see the conversations that go on and get the input from people and ideas that get thrown around and exchanged and offered and built on in that group. It's just an amazing group of people, and I look forward to seeing what comes of this, because something keeps on building. It's, you know, the phoenix rebirthing itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and especially with the True Trinity and the song that then came up, the theme song for Purpose Talk Radio, I Am, for Purpose Talk Radio, I Am Who I Am. And with the connection that came there, the personal connection with Cindy Freeman, who's now facilitating the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group, who is one of the creators of this theme song, which is so inspiring and so beautiful. And then there's Rachel Martinez Vasquez and Jillian Clark, who are the other two parts of the True Trinity, which, like, All this happened through Facebook or through the virtual world because we believe. Because we believed in and we trusted in the process and we trusted in everything that was coming out of this. So there were so many new beginnings, kind of like every week. There were so many endings because we then closed the topic, went on to the next topic. And sometimes it was like, as I was saying in one of my comments in Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, in the circle, there is rebirth. Very often. So we were rebirthing because we were talking about one of the topics that we had already touched on and then inspired a different topic, which was connected. As I love saying, everything is connected. So this is an infinite circle, and it's beautiful.
It is. I love the way you describe it. It's very, very beautiful. Yeah. So we've got more circles on and more rebirth going on and more new beginnings going on, and I'm wondering if anybody has posted anything about some of their endings and beginnings yet. Maybe Cindy could let us know.
Cindy just sent me a message. She's laughing because it seems everybody's listening intently and nobody's posting in the group. That's the first. So maybe the conversation is going to explode after the show is finished.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I was saying to my husband, it might be a long night. I might be on Facebook for a while tonight. That was just a feeling. And it's, I think this is another of these trust and surrender things that has come up, I can say for me personally, pretty often, that all is well. Whatever happens, all is well. If it's about wondering why nobody is posting at the moment in our Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group, or if it's what's going to happen next, what is the next step? Sometimes I can't see the next step. As I said, I'm in such a whirl at the moment. It's colors, it's thoughts, it's what happens every day. Life happens every day because we still haven't got a routine. Just walking through it, walking strongly yet softly through it all, and being connected to our soul and to the soul family, obviously, to then continue walking together. And what I've learned as well is that there is no still stand. There might be the second of taking a deep breath and that the whole system pauses for a second. And then we're letting go of the breath, and then we start breathing in again, and we start moving again. So wherever we stand in our process, it might it be endings, might it be new beginnings, or might it be rebirth, or giving birth to an idea, or giving birth to a child in the physical world, be in the moment. That is so the main thing for me at the moment, to really be in the moment. And that's the trust that all is truly well, wherever we stand in our life.
And that comes really into evidence when you spend some time traveling. I mean, it did for you also when you were moving, but for me, it's been with the traveling and going different places, sleeping in different beds, meeting in different houses, being watching puppies be born, and talk about new beginnings. And watching one puppy that didn't make it, so we've got an ending there. And then life does keep going on. What, no matter what it is, we had a celebration the other day of my great nephew graduated from law school, and a niece, great niece, graduated from college with a dual degree, and so there was a big hoopla about all of that because this is new beginnings. These are, they've made an ending of their childhood, and now they're stepping out into something new that's adulthood and that is scary and unknown. And you're right, walking into each moment, just breathing into the moment. And then I was have to make the decision when I get back to Oregon. The whole thing about coming here was I said, okay, I have no idea where I'm going to live, what I'm going to do when I get back to Oregon. And now I, all of a sudden, yesterday, was presented with this opportunity to have a place to live when I get back there and some ideas of things to do. So it's real. It's a time when all of us, I think, really do have to breathe, take a deep breath, and just move forward or even stand still. Just stand still and be in the moment and not worry about what the next moment is going to bring.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've just Cindy just posted that Vicky, one of our listeners, has posted the endings is the shaking off the remnant depression, and the beginnings for her is starting a healing circle with friends and sharing the wisdom that they have each learned from their experiences and helping each other to move forward. That is so, so beautiful. Thank you, Vicky, for this.
That is. That's
and
awesome.
Fiona has sent a message also. For her, it is more an overhauling to clear out the distracting and the irrelevant to allow space for what she needs to give energy and space to listen to her inner voice and to follow it. So she's going to visit the holy island of Lindisfarne on Wednesday and to get some ocean energy. Her inner voice has been saying this for weeks now, so she's listening.
All right. That's amazing. That's wonderful. So where
yes.
is this island?
This it's off the coast of Scotland, is my guess. And it might even be on the border to the UK, to England, really, because I remember, I think I've even been there. I'm not so sure. Fiona might be better with her geography there. As far as I remember, it's an island that you can, I think you can't go out there by car. Or if you do, you might be stuck because you're going through, when the tide comes in, you're stuck on the island. So you then have to wait. So you really have to watch your tidal calendar there so you don't get stuck. And it's a beautiful, beautiful little island as far, if it's the same island, I think it is. See, there's my brain kicking in. It is actually, yeah, it was, I felt it was a sacred space. When I was there, I was 25. And just starting to spiritually wake up. And I really felt that was a very nice place. And I wanted to stay and stay a night or two just to be in that area. So it really is harvest time. It's the one thing is the endings. The other is the new beginnings and the rebirth. And really, really look at what you can harvest now, what we can all harvest now. Everything we worked for so intensely, so hard. We worked on ourselves. We worked on projects together or individually. It's really time to pick the fruit now. And that's what I so appreciate about this late summer time, that now the weather is really being very nice and easy on us here in northern Germany, and that we can enjoy the days.
As long as we don't have to go out into the heat and humidity.
But we've got dry heat here. I'm really happy about that. But it would be better to be somewhere in the ocean and have a holiday, obviously. But
yeah.
I'm happy with what we have here. I'm really grateful for that.
Yes. Well, I was on the island of Iona, which is off the coast of Scotland also, and you have to cross another island to get there. And then you have to take a boat, a ferry, to get out to Iona, where they have this amazing abbey. And there's a few cars on Iona, but they're strictly people who have special permission to be there. Otherwise, no cars are allowed on that island at all. There's some amazingly wonderful spots in England and Scotland that you can really get in touch with. Now, Baraka was telling me that here in Gloucester, there are a whole bunch of vortexes or portals of spiritual energy here. I'm going to ask her to get on the phone and call in to the show and talk to us about that, because it's a pretty interesting concept. And if other people want to talk about it as well, we've got a little bit of time. Let's have them call in and tell about where are special places that you've been or that you want to go that have a spiritual energy to them, that are really a powerful energy place that that you find important to yourself.
Fiona has just confirmed it's actually Northumberland, just off the English coast. It's very close to the Scottish border, and it is a tidal causeway. So, yes, one needs to check the tides. Oh, yeah, it was the island that I was on, and I actually got a picture or two, a painted picture, which I really want to find now. Thank you for the reminder of Lindisfarne, because I so enjoyed being there on that island. And it is, yeah, I love the idea of telling the listeners about the sacred spots. I can say, what was the most sacred spot that you found so far on your travels? Off the top of your head, can you say, Jen?
Well, yes. One was, it was that trip that I took to Iona, and not that particular part of it, but I was with a friend who was 90 years old. She was going to be 91 a month after we got back to the States, and she had said that she didn't want to live past the age of 90. She had no intentions of living past 90. So that was the reason we took the trip, and it was one that she wanted to go. We went to Findhorn in Scotland. We went to Glastonbury, down to the Chalice Well and the whole area there with Arthur and Guinevere. And that actually was one of my favorite places. It was, I could actually feel the energy that was there and allow myself to get into it, because I tend to be kind of skeptical. Isn't it funny? I do angel readings, and I am one of the most skeptical people in the world. That kind of stuff is crazy. But anyway, that was a pretty amazing trip, an amazing time, and it was wonderful to be able to spend it with her.
We actually have a caller. We have Varata on line 3.
All right.
Hi, Varata.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Hi, Jan.
Hi. So tell us about some of the portals and energy vortexes here in Gloucester.
Well, a long time ago, early on after I moved here, I used to do some channeling with this group of people. I did some studying with this woman who was a channel. Her name is Sue Lucas-Ord. And we went to, like, how the point, you know, Jan, the quarry that I pointed out that my friend lived on when we were driving around.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay, now I know where you mean.
Yeah, and also there are a lot of places where I could just feel the, like, old, ancient energies, like Native American channeling spots. And one time I was, often when I walk down on Niles Beach, down the street from me, I feel all this, like, priestess energy, like, from Great Britain. And a friend of mine told me once that the ley lines from Great Britain actually come right into East Gloucester and Rocky Neck. So that would be an energy vortex also. But I'm trying to think specifically. In the woods in Dogtown, there were a couple places that we went to.
I love the name of that place, Dogtown. So you said
there used to be a lot of dogs around Dogtown.
Uh-huh. You said there are a lot of spiritual activity going on here, so people who are doing a lot of spiritual work in this area.
Yeah, people are drawn to this area, I think, because of the energy and the light. The artists are drawn to it, musicians, writers, and healers, and also different spiritual groups. So there have been different times that there was quite a large number of people who were involved in the Sufi order, who lived around here, and different Buddhist groups. There's a lot of people do kirtan chanting on Cape Ann. So they either travel off Cape Ann to be involved with kirtan groups, or they have kirtan groups that meet and chant around here and other places on the North Shore and in the Boston area. So there are people who are involved with different Hindu groups and Buddhist groups, and there's actually a Buddhist center now that's moved on to into Rockport. There's an American lama who started a center in Rockport. Mm-hmm. I think it's the Vajrayana Center. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. So there are a lot of people there are people who are into shamanism and do shaman healing around. A lot of yogis, and then yogic philosophy. So people are just drawn to this area.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you. Thanks for telling us about that. That's pretty interesting. It's nice to know that I'm in one of the areas for this show today.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's sort of, I've never been to Sedona. People talk about the vortexes in Sedona. I think it's a different probably kind of energy, but it's another power place from my understanding of it.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much.
So that means you have to come back and we have to explore some of these places.
I have to come back and teach a class here, right? I'll have to come back and teach a class, and then at some time we'll get Barbara over to teach something.
I think that's great. That'd be awesome. I'd love it.
Yes, as you said, it's so the light is so inspiring, and the air. it's just, the place is magical. The whole coast where we went last year when we drove up and down, it's beautiful. It's totally beautiful. I can so understand everybody feeling drawn there.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of mystique to the area because of, all the myths from the fishermen who have spent years out to sea, and so many fishermen were lost out at sea, and there's, all these strange myths and tales about sea monsters and sea spirits that they've passed down through the generations. So it's complex.
We could do a ghost trip.
So thank you for having me on.
Thank you for calling.
Yes.
So talking about sea monsters, one of our listeners, Casey, was just, she got into dragons and the connection to her past lives. And she's just said that a new journey for herself is to learn about her past life. And it's an exciting journey. And she's finding her family once again. And it is connected to dragons. And we've been talking about dragons. One of the cards that you draw, Jen, that you have in your card deck is the dragon. And totally fascinating discussion around this dragon and what it means. So Casey is diving into discovering more about the meaning for herself and looking behind the rational meaning of dragon and what we often subconsciously connect, which is fear, to it. So she's been busy doing that. And she says she found her spirit guide, who's a Native American, and he's part of the Navajo tribe. So talking about shamanism and Native American stuff. It seems to be evident, or not seems to be, it is evident, I can say for me personally, that the Native American teachings are getting ever more important nowadays, because they help us to ground, they help us to reconnect with our soul, they help us to honor what we have and where we live on earth, and to treat nature better, really. And then we have Cindy also, who has written about endings. Her bunny died on Saturday. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, to read that, Cindy. She's learning to let go and to accept what is happening for major change at her church. She's also trying to let go of things in her life and simplifying, as she has the feeling that she may be either moving or traveling soon and need to get to basics. Jen, you've got lots of experience with that now.
Oh, yeah.
And then she's continuing with beginnings, she has so many doors opening right now that she's more confused than when she has no doors at all in front of her. And right now she's looking at how her hands are supposed to be communicating. The sign language interpreting that Cindy does is still a major goal, and yet there are these opportunities to learn about doing energy work with Kios energy healing and new spiritual understandings that even 6 months ago were extremely foreign to her. And she's continuing with, on top of all that, there is this continuing and the drive of True Trinity to continue writing relevant music and trying to find enough time while the three of them have other parts to live, to exist in the financial part of their world.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So lots happening here to everybody.
Yeah, there sure is. And one of the things that I would say to everybody, I'm going to bring back this card of the immortal soul. As we're all going through these changes and these shifts, these endings and new beginnings, to remember that you are in a bubble, and it's a bubble of, it is your own creation. And it's where you stand at the moment no matter what, no matter what's going on outside of that bubble, that's where you stand at the moment, and that there is this other bubble that's right over the crown of your head, which is your immortal, representing your immortal soul, that does not change. Your soul is the same. It doesn't matter what body you're in. It doesn't matter what generation you're in. It doesn't matter who you are, whether you're male or female. It's still the same soul that goes on lifetime after lifetime. So be still in your soul. Sit comfortably with it. Sit quietly with it. And meditate with it. To be open, completely open to whatever life is bringing you, whatever spirit is bringing you, and to then you can choose what you want to do. But remember that all of those offerings, Cindy, all of those things that you want to do, and I speak from personal experience here as well, they're outside of that bubble. They're not inside. You're the one inside that bubble. Everything else is outside. And only what you bring into the bubble with you is there. So you have the opportunity to stand there and look at all of those offerings and all those possibilities, and then you have also the opportunity to say yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, listening to your soul, to your spirit, of what is in your highest good, what is in your highest interest, as well as the highest good of all concerned.
Which leads greatly and beautifully into the affirmation that we picked for today, which is actually from a quote from Abraham Hicks. And the affirmation is, things are always working out for me.
Mm-hmm.
And the better even when we are in our bubble and we realize that we are all soul.
Are all soul. Okay, good. Good. So, let's talk about, we've got about 2.5 to 3 minutes left on the show, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about contact. So how are people going to contact you who want to continue to work with you?
I'll still be around on Facebook, and I'll still join in the conversations on Purpose Talk Radio, because I'm looking forward to see what's next. What's the next step with Jen and Purpose Talk Radio? As I was saying, maybe it's going to be called Jen's Purpose Talk Radio or New Purpose Talk Radio, and I'm really looking forward to that, to the continued inspiration from you, Jen, and from the show. So I'll be around Facebook, and people can also contact me through my website, which is barbarapatterson.info, barbarapatterson.info. And you'll find me on Facebook. Barbara Patterson 2011 is my personal profile, and my page is Caressing the Soul.
All right. And you can connect with me, Jan, on Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. And also on my website, which is janrevell.com. That's J-A-N-R-E-V as in Victor, E-L-L.com. And also on the soulbodyblueprint.com. Soulbodyblueprint.com, where you can find out more information about those classes. And I'll be redoing that site a bit in the near future. So that's it for Jan. Anything more for Barbara?
I just want to again say thank you, Jen, for the great stuff that we've created together, and for the laughter and the joy that we have had and that will continue to happen. And thank you for being you and for all the great work you do, Jen.
Well, thank you. And I wish you all the best with whatever you end up doing with your live workshops and anything else that you set your mind to.
Thank you.
And it's just been an absolute pleasure to be working with you all these months.
It's a long time, 8 months in the virtual world. We've done really well, Jen.
Yeah, we have. We have. Again, thanks again to True Trinity for our theme song with Cindy Freeman and Jillian Clark and Rachel Martinez-Vasquez. And we hope to see you again next week, or I'll see you again anyway next week. So Stay tuned.
Soul
blessing. Until next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.